Thank you, George. Thank you, everyone, for having me back again. It's a privilege. So today, I want to talk about peace. And I want to talk about peace in a way that it's not about creating peace from the outside in, but from the inside out. And I want to offer these words as much to myself as to us, because I've just spent the last week in Manhattan, and I haven't made it home yet. I'm in a hotel room in Seattle right now. That's why my surroundings are a little different than usual. And I don't think anyone who's been to Manhattan would describe it as a peaceful place. It's a wonderful, energetic, and fabulously creative and productive place, but peaceful is not the word that we would use. So it's really interesting for me to be coming back with that energy and then thinking about peace, because in some ways I can really feel that I have lost some of my peace while I was there. So it's so wonderful to be able to get together and reflect together on this subject. And George, the things that you offered us leading up have been so wonderful. Just the song by the woman that was the round that was bringing us back, and you know, letting go of this bodily tension was so great. And of course, imagine, I stood right there where John Lennon was shot this last week. And there's a, right at Central Park outside the Dakota apartment where he was, there's a big circle on the ground that says Imagine, and there's tourists coming and photographing themselves right there. So all this feels really alive to me. I'm so moved by the service that you've put together, George. So I want today to hopefully convince you that it is possible to find peace, even in a world that isn't at peace. That cultivating inner peace is the key to cultivating outer peace. So that's what I really want to talk about. Now, it's no surprise to anyone that we're living in a time where there's not a lot of peace in our world and in our news. Of course, we're thinking a lot about Ukraine, all of us, and watching these incredibly brutal and violent things that are going on. And basically, it seems to me we've got a state-sponsored terrorism of a group of people. That's not peace at all. But we can see this lack of peace in our political polarization. We've been living through an era for a number of years now where it's so hard for us to be at peace with each other. We find all sorts of reasons to hate and blame and other. And, you know, I was just in the airport in New York City, and you could see the lack of peace around the use of masks. You know, it's a very crowded space and masks are required, but there are a lot of people who won't put them on, won't take care of others. And you can feel this lack of cohesion, lack of us feeling together in something. And I think this isn't an indicator that we're living in a strange era. I think this has always been thus. It's wherever humans are, we create a lack of peace. In all times in history, in all places, we've done this to each other. And it gets me to wonder, well, why is this? Why do humans make so many troubles for ourselves and for each other? And what can we do about that? So in all these human conflicts that have occurred over time and in different places, throughout the world, there seems to be a commonality. And I think that commonality is that we don't have peace inside. And so we create a lack of peace outside. We don't know how to care for conflict in here. So it's very hard for us to care for conflict out there. So if we want to change something, if we really want to make an important, deep, lasting change, we have to go to the cause of an issue. not treat the symptoms of an issue. So one thing that occurred to me that's been on my heart a lot lately is, for instance, the problem we have with worldwide pollution with plastics. We have plastics everywhere. In fact, I just read this week that for the first time, researchers are finding microplastics in human blood. You know, it's actually becoming part of our bodies now. So we might think, okay, well, we have to go out there and do something. We have to clean up this world somehow. But with that sort of thinking, as important as that is, if we really want to change the problem, we have to go to the source of the problem. So we have to instead stop making more plastic. Because if we just clean up the floating plastic in the ocean, it'll come back right away because we haven't addressed the source of the problem. And the source of the problem is making plastic, not cleaning up plastic, it's making plastic. So that, why am I using that as an example? I'm using that as an example because I think it's the same for us with peace. Well, oftentimes we see conflict in the world and we want to go and stop that conflict. And so we go and try and stop it on the outside. And that's important. Sometimes that's really important. But if we don't stop that war making on the inside, we'll have a perpetual experience of trying to stop war on the outside. I think, for instance, of the groups in Anacortes, right there at 12th and Commercial, right where Safeway is in Anacortes, it's kind of the main intersection in town. And there have been for years two groups on opposite sides of the street, one group that is pro-military and one group that is trying to stop war. And those groups have a lot of war in them to each other. They yell at each other across the street. And obviously it's not changing anything because they're still there. After years and years and years, they're still there. So maybe we can do better. Maybe we can do better. Maybe it's better to address war at its heart by addressing war in our heart. Maybe that's the way we can really do this. Because the war out there always rises from the war that's in here. Luckily, this is a lot easier than it seems. A lot easier than it seems. It's much easier to address the war in here than it is to try and stop all the various wars out there first. You know, there's that phrase, peace in ourself equals peace in the world. Peace in ourself equals peace in the world. So shall we look a little bit at how to do this, find peace in ourself, since that seems to be the real root of the issue that we need to address. Like everything, conflict has causes. Everything has causes. Causes and conditions allow things to flourish. And in terms of lack of peace or conflict, there's a root cause. There's a root cause that we can look for. You know, we can look at all the causes. There's fear and anger and greed and delusion and lack of understanding. But all of those have a root cause. And luckily, the root cause is simply a human idea that all of us carry. And I think that the idea was addressed in John Lennon's song. What he was saying in that song was, let's imagine a world in which we don't see primarily the division, but instead we see primarily the unity. We call this in Zen the delusion of separation. The delusion of separation. And that is the root cause of war, the delusion of separation. So this delusion of separation, it manifests as soon as we begin to think that they are separate from we. Whoever they is and whoever we are, as soon as we have that thought, we know we have the delusion of separation. And in fact, war propaganda is based on increasing this delusion. You know, they say they are the bad people, we are the good people, and we have to stop them from doing something to us. The classic example for this in my life is the Japanese Americans in World War II. So my wife is from Hawaii, and she's half Japanese, half Okinawan, half Chinese. So Okinawan, there's some debate about whether they're Japanese or not, but in her circle, her family circle, and in many of our friends, almost all of their families were touched by the Japanese Americans being interred during World War II. Almost all of them. And it created a great deal of pain and suffering that's lasted now generations. And that's all because the war propaganda said they are bad. And they was anyone who had Japanese ancestry, even if they were American citizens, even if they had been part of American society for generations, they were not part of us. And so something had to happen. The delusion of separation is the root cause of war. So from this delusion of separation grows many things. And one of them, and particularly in terms of peace that we want to look at today, is fear. So once we have this delusion of separation and we say them, now we begin to fear that they are going to take something important from us. They're going to harm us. They're going to attack us. They're going to steal from us. They're going to pollute our way of living, whatever they are. And from that fear grows an anger, and from that anger grows war. So it's a direct line. Delusion of separation, fear, anger, and conflict. So when I was in Manhattan this last week, I went to the 9/11 Memorial. And it's the museum that's there at the very foundations of the World Trade Center buildings. And it was an overwhelming experience, I've got to say. I don't know if you've been there before, but I'm a highly sensitive person. I really absorb what is happening around me emotionally. And there was so much fear there, so much sorrow, that it was overwhelming to me. I really related to the song you played, George, you know, about letting go in our bodies. I had to leave, and I had to go and sit in meditation right there in the middle of it and pay attention to my body, because I could feel so much fear and so much sorrow. Then it occurred to me that there are several examples of the story that we tell each other, how the delusion of separation leads to conflict. And one of the stories was the story that this memorial told about Al-Qaeda. So they told the story that Al-Qaeda believed that people living in the West were separate from them. And then that those separate people, us from the West, were somehow threatening to them. And so they had fear. They had fear of us. And then from that fear grew anger, and from that anger grew the desire to lash out, and more than 3,000 innocent people were killed in that one moment, in that moment of anger. But I could also see that story being told from the other side. From the other side, the Al-Qaeda, they are different from us. Look what they did to us. And then we had that feeling of separation. We had that fear and that anger, and we went and fought two senseless wars in Iraq and Afghanistan as a way of trying to push away our fear. So neither side had peace in their heart. And so both sides of this created this war, this senseless war that I could feel so strongly in my body when I was there. So that's the sort of tough side of this. That's the hard news of how we do this. But I want to talk about the not so hard news about this too. I want to talk about the joyful side, the restoration of peace. Because as it turns out, that's very easy. Very easy. Because we don't have to do very much at all to restore peace. Like war has its causes, peace has its causes. Lovely, huh? And the cause of peace is our natural state of being. That's why it's so lovely and so easy, because all we have to do is come back to our natural state of being, and we will find the cause of peace in that. When we've calmed these roots of conflict that I've been describing, what do we find? Peace. So it's so great, because we might think that we have to do more, but actually, to restore peace in our heart, we just simply have to undo. We don't have to do more or be better. We just undo the delusion, and peace is there. When we undo the causes of conflict right here, inside, then we're better able to address the conflicts outside. But until we come home to ourselves and undo the war here, we're not going to be very effective undoing the war out there. You know, and the other side of that's also true. You know, we can water the seeds of conflict in ourselves in such a way that it's hard for us to work for peace in ourselves and others. And I'm thinking about so many of us in our culture right now are addicted to watching on the news, for instance, people who describe this delusion of separation very eloquently, and they create us and them all over the place. So when we choose to watch those people and listen to those people, it stirs us up and takes us far away from that essential peace we have in us all the time.